Hey, it's Deanna and Justin.
Hello.
What up?
Okay, liar, liar. Here we go.
It's National Shrimp Day.
Shrimp. All right. So during the pandemic, there was a canned shrimp shortage. And my mom likes to make her pasta salad with shrimp.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
She bought like 30 cans of it. And now it's 3 years later and we still have 30 cans of shrimp in our closet.
I was at a hibachi restaurant. And you know how they try to flip whatever they're cooking and then like shoot it into your mouth?
Yeah.
Well, I get really excited at hibachi. I was like, I want to do it next. So they tried to flip a shrimp into my mouth. I over aimed and it hit my eye and I had to go to urgent care.
I'm not a hibachi fan.
I love hibachi. It's so much fun.
It's just a bunch of soy sauce. I've never not gotten diarrhea
from hibachi.
The food
isn't amazing. It's just fun.
You don't have to go to a colonic clinic. Just go to Benihana. The Benihana blowout. Like, they'll just, I went to one. I didn't find that. It was in college. It was like our communications department, like, last hurrah.
Mm-hmm.
They only had one bathroom. I had, like, a plate of hibachi and couldn't leave the bathroom. My friends had to go back to their dorm to go to the bathroom because was just stuck in there. It's just a bunch of soy sauce and banging.
I did hibachi for my 25th birthday.
You went to hibachi.
In Philly, yeah.
I want to do the hibachi where they come to the house. Have you seen this trend?
No. How do they even make that happen?
You've never seen this?
No.
I'm shocked. So basically, I know people who've done it. They have mobile hibachi. So they bring like a Blackstone.
What?
You know what the Blackstone is?
Yeah.
Like the griddle. And like in your driveway, they set up like the round table. Like you do like folding tables in a half a square.
Okay.
And they put the Blackstone in the middle and they just do mobile hibachi. And the sake's in a super soaker gun.
Wow.
And the guy plays like EDM music. And it just, you can get as banged up as you want because you're
That's
at home
cool.
already. I'm into that hibachi because that just encourages binge drinking. And I want to put the binge in hibachi. I'm into that. You know what's cool though? We were ahead of the trend. We got fired before everybody else here got fired.
Yeah, sure. Let's call it cool.
We were just ahead of the trend. I lost my chapstick. All
right, yeah. Sorry. So terrible, terrible time for everyone here in Philly. A lot of layoffs. A lot of really good people are going to be in the same position we were in for the last 6 months.
You know, a lot of people.
Nine months.
They're like, has it been?
Eight.
Don't make me feel
bad. November, December, January, February, March, April, May. Seven.
Seven.
I can count.
All right, so I feel better. They said that for every amount of money, 10 grand you make, that's how long you're unemployed. And I'm beginning to think that's a lie.
It is because we're coming.
Here.
Yeah. we're still here.
Someone told me. They were like, you'll never make it in radio until you get fired. You know, that was a cool thing to say.
Someone told me that, too.
At the time. And then it happened to us.
Right.
Did I say it?
No, but I think I've heard that from many people. It's like, you haven't really worked in radio until you've been fired.
I just repeat
what
people tell me.
I guess I work in radio.
They're like, always keep your head on a swivel.
And so do the other 12 people here who got let go.
I just have no discerning skills outside of this is what I realized. Like, I went to college. That's a scam, but you know, I went to college for radio. I'm like, what are you? I just have these empty chapsticks.
What for? No.
Yeah. They're like, what skills do I have? I'm like, none. Honestly, if you're a kid listening, like college is
bow
cool.
Hunting skills.
Go like learn how to be a plumber.
Nunchuck skills.
Go learn how to be a plumber. Cause everybody poops.
Yeah,
that's my sentiment now.
That's true. Or what are they called? The people who work at funeral homes?
A mortician.
Yes.
Oh,
people are always dying.
People are, listen, if there's two things in this world that are always true, people be pooping,
people
be
dying.
And sometimes they be dying because they be pooping.
That is the title of this episode.
Like the Oregon Trail.
People be pooping.
Could you imagine not living in the right now, right? I would have died 700 times. With the amount of diarrhea that I get.
If I had to forage my own food, I absolutely would be dead.
No, I could forage. I could forage and hunt my food.
I couldn't go. I couldn't trek a trail for 3 days without any food.
I'm just thinking, like, they're like, you play Oregon Trail. Like, you died because you pooped too much. Like, if I would be a cat in 9 lives. I would have spent them 20 years ago. I mean, it's just all of the time. Like, we had to go. This is my poop anxiety. I had to go. I was on Good Morning America. Wait, I got to talk about that, too.
I know.
So, but, like, I went with a bunch of listeners from XTU to go see Dierks Bentley play American Girl, in Good Morning America. And like, we take a bus up. Like, so I thought it was a coach bus, but the trade for it is like a shuttle bus. There's no bathroom.
Oh.
So I just like fasted like I was getting blood work.
Oh my God.
So I didn't drink any water. I didn't really eat any food. And I was because I was so scared that I'd have to poop.
Oh my God.
And or pee, because I pee a lot. But I'm also always drinking.
No coffee?
I had a sip of water before we got on. Then I drank a couple waters there and peed like 800 times before we got on the bus to come back here. The funny, it only took us like an hour and 35 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
When there's no traffic to get to New York City.
It's actually quick.
Very easy.
Yeah.
And then you're there and you're like, not enough bathrooms for me. This is my thing with New York City. But I legitimately starved myself and dehydrated myself before. And I just chewed a ton of gum because my mouth was dry.
Right.
To go there. But yeah, I was on Good Morning America.
I know.
I looked very unexcited.
You did.
I hid in the
back.
A
lot of the photos.
I was like.
I thought you were doing it on purpose.
Well, I didn't know. They're like, you're always going to be on camera. I hid on purpose. I'm like, I don't want to be on TV.
No, but I thought you were making those faces on purpose.
The one I did make on purpose.
That makes sense.
So you, like, today's show, they usually do a full show for this. They just did one because it was promoting Live Nation's deal. So I heard Dierks Bentley play that song five times. So we sat through all the soundtracks. Then they have to be excited for the actual broadcast.
Right.
But I did learn something. And I've always wanted to try this, and I finally did it. How to disarm somebody right away. Because, like, you interview these people. They do 1,000 interviews.
Yeah.
So, like, you have 2 minutes. I timed it in my head. It was 2:18. I could have gone longer. But I'm like, all right, he was pretty cool. You just go up to them, and I said, wait, I can play for you. I'll play
for
you. Stall for a second as I pick it up. Okay.
I shared one of the photos on our Instagram.
Okay, this is the first question I asked him. Ready?
We had a very good idea. Hi, we're good. Name and occupation. Dierks Bentley, country singer.
Name and occupation. That is how you disarm people.
Oh, that's great.
I was like, what's a stupid question I could ask him?
He's like, you don't know already?
Name, and that's what I think, like, when you, because, like, obviously, people just, like, glaze them.
Yeah.
Like, you're such a big deal. Like, it's just a dude who makes
like
country.
Like, Dierks Bentley, man, what's up? It's
the
so
guy's
cool.
Like,
yeah.
The guy's making country. He'd rather be making bluegrass music. That's, so, yeah. George Stephanopoulos is shorter than I could have imagined, and Robin Roberts is, like, 6'5".
Oh, my gosh.
And Lara Spencer.
Maybe.
The tall blonde girl.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like, remember when we had a drink together at the bar in Nashville? Because she wouldn't, but I remembered because she was
tall. Oh, my gosh.
We did. It was next to each other one time. That's
but not really together.
No, we were standing next to each other at the free open bar. Thanks to BMG Records. But yeah, I was on Good Morning America.
Oh,
that was
my
TV debut.
Yeah, you had a big week.
That was it. I mean, that's all I really done. I don't think I did anything else this week.
Yeah.
No, I just did that.
I trolled my husband.
Okay. What is this, the plant thing?
Yeah.
All right. Elaborate on the plant thing.
I was grocery shopping. They had tropical plants in the front.
What's a tropical plant? Like a
something
orange
that grows
plant?
Something that thrives in humidity.
Okay. And it's been humid here.
Yeah. And usually they start selling them at the end of spring.
Okay.
Because that's when it starts to get humid. And then you just have to make sure you can keep it alive through the winter. So I got a Monstera, which is the Swiss cheese plant.
Does that have the big leaves?
Yeah.
I'm gonna
but I got a big one. Like
Monstera. Oh, I would have got that right. Oh, this is the big one.
I got a huge.
This is like this is like anytime I see a hotel that's above 4 stars, they have 50 of these.
Yeah.
In the living room. No, in the lobby.
Right. Yeah, I got a huge Monstera.
How tall?
Paint
the picture.
3.5 feet.
So like these things get big.
It's like up to my waist.
Burping, sorry.
So I put it in the living room. Yeah.
Like that big?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right next to our, no, a little smaller, but I put it in our living room right next to our couch.
I like the roots.
So it's like within view. Everyone can see it.
Yeah.
Right? And I knew that it was going to take my husband, Jacob, like several days.
Okay.
To notice.
Describe the layout of where this is.
So when you walk into our living room from the front door.
Does the front door go into the living room?
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of. We have an entryway.
Okay.
So you walk into the entryway and then to the living room. Yeah. So when you walk into the living room from the entryway, the couch is to the left and then the plant is on the other side of it, but it's taller than the couch.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you keep walking straight, you hit the kitchen.
Okay.
So when you're in the kitchen and you're at the island, you're facing the living room. So now the plant's to your right.
So it's noticeable.
Totally.
Did you move
noticed.
Anything else to put the plant there?
No.
There was an empty space.
There was nothing there. It was empty space.
Okay. It's a gap filler.
It's clearly noticeable.
Okay.
I videotaped my husband for 3 days.
Creepy. This is how bored we
unbeknownst, are. Unbeknownst to him.
Yeah.
And I created a TikTok video that I put up on socials. And
3 days of him coming home from work.
3 days of him just being in the space with the plant and not noticing it.
Okay.
Okay. And then I posted the video. It was like a to be continued. Well, it's now been 7 days. Yesterday was 7 days.
7 days of the
since
plant.
Since I brought the plant inside the house.
7 days of Monstera.
And my mom's over. Mm-hmm. And Jacob sits down in the living room with us.
Is she in on the joke?
No.
Okay.
Well, she saw the video, so she kind of is, you know,
yes.
by default in on the joke. And she didn't mention anything, though. And Jacob finally looks over about an hour after being home, and he goes, "When'd you get that plant?" And I went, "Finally!"
That's awesome. That's good.
So, update, it took him 7 days.
Now, what are your feelings about the not noticing the plant?
I don't care if he doesn't notice the plant. I care more when he doesn't notice, like, you know, my new drastic haircut or walking around or over something on the floor for a week instead of picking it up. I was going to say the F up, but, you know.
I want to say I've noticed the haircuts. I have.
Yes.
My mom's taught me well. I've always noticed them because they're very different from the last one.
But for me, it's humorous when he doesn't notice the plant. Then I can make TikTok videos out of it.
Okay. Someone hire us. This is now we're making effing plant videos.
This is what it's come to.
I'm scared to go viral on social media. That's the big thing.
So I show him the video, right? And he goes, "I don't trust you anymore."
That's fair.
He's like, "You're always videotaping me without my knowledge."
I get that though.
And then, so today we're having a contractor come to the house.
Okay.
And
Is it the two brawny Polish men from last time?
No.
Okay. They did her bathroom, if you're following
along. That part is insignificant to the story. But
Polish people.
There's a bath mat right outside of our shower.
Okay.
In our bathroom. And one of my makeup things broke and dropped. So it had like a crushed piece of blush on it. And it just looks like
gross.
Disgusting. So I flipped it over.
Okay.
Because I didn't have time to clean it before they get here this afternoon. So I flip it over, right? And I get a text from Jacob this morning. And he goes, "So when'd you get the new bath mat?"
See, he noticed that.
And I was like, "It's not new. It's the same damn bath mat
we've had." Is it a different print? Is it a different print?
It's the back end of the print.
But it's different. See? That's noticeable.
I was like, "Babe, that's the same bath mat we've had forever. I just flipped it over."
I think he texted you to make sure you weren't like videotaping him if he was pooping.
And he goes, "I don't know what to believe anymore."
He's just living in this fantasy where I was like, "I'm going to work to keep us alive." And you're trolling me on TikTok.
I think he thinks that, like, he lives in a simulation now. Like, nothing is real or, like, everything's,
you're just,
I don't know,
trying to troll me all the time. You went to Cape May?
Yeah.
Okay, how was that?
I'm wearing the sweatshirt.
On the way to Cape May,
I bought a
fluffy zip-up.
Well, we decided to use a gift card my mom gave us for our engagement 10 years ago.
You know what's funny? Is you put that up there, and I turned to my mom and I said, "Deanna just used her gift card for Congress Hall." Because my parents also have a gift card that's at least 10 years old from Congress Hall. And I don't know why no one's using them.
You can still use it.
Did you see the mascot at Congress Hall?
The mascot?
They have a pig.
Oh, the blue pig.
They have a pig. They have a pig that walks around.
Oh, no, I didn't see the
There's a pig.
Living pig.
It's a person in a pig costume.
Right. No, I didn't see that.
My aunt had her wedding there. Also, I had diarrhea during that wedding. It's a thing. And the blue pig came to the wedding.
I didn't see a pig.
It's at the they have a, bar, a blue pig at the bar. Also, two mascot stories for you. I was at the greatest place on earth on Tuesday night, Texas Roadhouse.
Oh.
And they have a giant effing armadillo that walks around.
You said great. I was like, Disneyland?
No, Texas Roadhouse. They have a giant armadillo that walks around and line dances.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that. And then there was a lady making balloon animals at Texas Roadhouse. Do not go to Disney World. Save your money.
Go to Texas Roadhouse.
They make balloons. They got an armadillo, and they have well-seasoned steaks.
I'm the holiday armadillo.
Your feet may swell, though, because there's so much salt. But your feet are going to swell at Disney World because you're walking around all day.
That's
right?
True.
Texas Roadhouse is better than Disney
World. At least enjoy yourself sitting down.
I love Texas. Let me tell you.
We know.
Did we talk about my cold plate theory?
No.
Oh, my God. They have the best Caesar salad there. The best.
But it's because they chill their plates.
Comes in a cold bowl. And if it isn't cold, I'll get another one. I picked it up.
If it's not cold, I'm not having it.
I do my cold bowl. I was like, and I just went, floop, cold bowl. Dad got one, too. I love it there. You know, my buddy described it perfectly. He's like, they play a lot of Kenny Chesney, and the light beer is cheap. And I went, brother, that's all I need in life.
I got to hit up a Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, my God, it's the best.
It's been a while.
It's the best. We had these scumbags in high school that would just get free water and bread and leave. And now they're in jail.
Ugh.
Most of them are in jail. One died. But most of them are in jail because they abuse the fact that you get free stuff at Texas Roadhouse.
It's been a few years. I think I'm overdue for a Texas Roadhouse trip.
I'll tell you what, though. The closest one might be my home road. Hold on, wait.
No, there's one near me. Definitely.
The one in Limerick/Rogersford is the 10 out of 10 one. They give you so much free food, though. I don't know how they make money. Because, my sister got free ribs. Now, it was her birthday. But you get, all you do is get coupons. I ordered takeout. They gave me free coupons for the next time. Downing. Okay, here we go. Rogersford. That's one by me. Montgomeryville.
No.
No. Downingtown.
No. Nah.
Concordville. Trexford. Ben Salem.
Maybe.
I think you might be going to 70 Buckwater Road, Rogersford, Pennsylvania, 19468. Yes.
Is there any more? That's it?
That's the PA. Well, I typed in one. What's your zip code?
18901.
18901. Doylestown. Montgomeryville is the closest one.
Really?
7.7 miles.
Guess I'm going there.
Dude, it's the best.
That's not far. It'll take me 20 minutes.
Dude, you know what I love Texas Roadhouse? Let me make sure I do this. This is why Texas Roadhouse is better than Disney World, okay? You go to Texas Roadhouse, and you can get a big margarita, right? Like a chalice margarita, like a baby bath margarita, right? And it's already full of tequila. And then they say, do you also want a test tube full of rum in there? And I'm like, yeah. There's a bear poop in the woods? I want it.
Rum and tequila?
How dare you question the Roadhouse. It's like a Long Island.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Not
well,
really.
You can get whatever floats your boat, you can float it in the Texas Roadhouse margarita. All right. It is the best. Something about test tube shot, puts me on another level. Then you have two of them and you gotta get right.
Well,
you gotta Uber home.
You know where I like the test tube of rum is when we get it in Vegas inside a Miami Vice, which is half strawberry daiquiri, half pina colada.
But is there booze in there before?
Yeah.
So then you're boozing it up
so
more.
So it's regular strawberry daiquiri, regular pina colada, and they do half and half, but they do it vertically half and half, not top and bottom.
Yeah.
They, pour them in at the same time, so they meet in the middle, and then they give you a tube of rum, dark rum, to put in.
I'm pulling off the Texas right
double
now.
Rum.
Drink menu.
Dub rum.
Double rum. I always want double rum. I'm trying to think of my cocktail for the summer. So I try and change it up every year. I did see that Surfside has new flavors. High Noons is doing iced tea now. Iced tea's big. Iced tea's big.
That's always good.
I always like to do gin, but I love gin. But if you burp, you could clear a forest.
I like tequila. I like tequila, club, and pineapple. In the summertime.
All right. Here we go. Ready? Here's the margaritas at the Rhodes.
Okay.
And then it says add a kicker. If you can do Patron, you can do 1800. You can do rum. You could black out.
You too can black out at the Texas Roadhouse.
You can get the skinny margarita and then get the kicker and lose weight at the same time while you're at the Roadhouse.
Don't let anyone tell you you can't live out your dreams. You can black out at the Texas Roadhouse.
Follow you. My buddy loved Texas Roadhouse so much. He was on a first name basis with the Steakmaster.
Oh gosh.
It's the best. They let you pick it out. I mean, come on. All right. That's enough. Cuz we could have just a Texas Roadhouse podcast.
We should probably cut this off here.
What, the Texas Roadhouse?
All of it.
No, it's good. We're only at 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
A couple more minutes.
Anything else going on? I'll go to Morgan Wallen tomorrow.
Not really. I've got a boring life right now. I'm just working.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
I'm just working.
This is where we get into the depression part of this. I feel like a waste at home. Like yesterday, I cooked a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of veggies. I watched that Hack Your Health documentary.
Oh, I want to watch that so bad.
Yeah, it's severely boring. Just Google everything.
Really?
Yeah, it's like there's cool animations, but I turned it off 45 minutes in because I'm like, eh. You'd be into it because you like kombucha.
Yeah. No, but
if you like kombucha, you'll love this documentary.
I also like when people tell me everything I'm doing is wrong. Because I like to have a purpose.
That's life. you're wrong. There's like cool animations. But basically, I'll tell you what they did at the end of the day. Just eat more broccoli is literally what I'm going to tell you is what they're just like, feed your gut. And I go, what's that? And they're broccoli. And then I said, broccoli also
You have to create a healthy microbiome.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
But if I eat too much broccoli, we all know what happens. We described it a couple times.
Oh, I watched the Tom Brady roast. Did you watch that?
I saw clips of it.
We didn't watch the whole thing. It's 3 hours long. We only made it through the first half.
I think if you go on a roast, everything's free game. You signed up for what you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, all the complaining that happened afterward. Knock it off.
Yeah, losers. Tom Brady's a loser. God.
Yeah.
Nick Foles wasn't there, though. Eli Manning did something, but Nick Foles wasn't there. I'm going to Morgan Wallen tomorrow. It's going to be insane. It's at Citizens Bank Park.
I thought he was in jail.
No, he's not going to. No one famous goes to jail, unless you're OJ, RIP. But it's going to be great. It's going to be a bunch of bros, and now I have a fake mullet.
That's true.
I was like,
you might meet the girl of your dreams.
I'm taking my sister. She's a pretty good wingman.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know who we're sitting with. Probably other radio people. But yeah, I'm saving all my likes on my dating app for tomorrow night.
You might report back.
I'm going late though, because I got to work till 7. So then I'm gonna go to the show. You don't go until 9.
Right.
Start shows at 7:00. Have the headliner go on at 7. That's my PSA. But it's gonna be pretty bro-y. And now I think that maybe I am bro-y.
Yeah.
I did buy a sick shirt for it, though.
You bought an outfit.
You're definitely going to
meet the girl of your dreams tomorrow.
I got to get a concert shirt because, like, we have Morgan Wallen, and then we have XTU show, and then we have Barefoot. So, like, I got to have a cool shirt to stand out. eBay. I almost cursed. I almost said I effing love eBay because I do. I bought, like, this Wrangler shirt thing.
Yeah.
Let me see. I have a picture on my phone. I want you to review it real quick. Dude, it's electric. It is. I'm like proud of myself. I don't know how this was like online. I don't know how this survived the annals of eBay. This is it.
That's a good shirt.
Can I zoom in? Look at that. Look at that. Yeah. It's got like an eagle. Like
an Aztec. It's got a dream catcher.
Yeah, dude. Come on. I'm catching dreams.
Dream catcher.
And hopefully catching a wife.
You are going to catch your dream girl tomorrow night.
Oh, because I'm wearing a dream cap.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that.
It's supposed to be. I was going to get it dry cleaned, but it's arriving today, so it might be a little wrinkled.
Okay.
I was upset that it wasn't going to come in time. Have you bought anything off eBay lately?
No.
My mom bought coffee off eBay.
Coffee off eBay?
Well, because the Wawa one, we couldn't get it. She orders like the corporate packs of Wawa coffee.
Hmm.
You know, like the bigger packs?
Yeah.
Couldn't get it, so she's like, I'm ordering this Lavazza off of eBay. It came in the wonkiest package ever. I opened it. I was like, the package is a little wonky. She goes, oh, that's how they look, because the doctor's bringing the ones from work, and they're wonky, too. And I go, I guess the coffee's just wonky.
Yeah.
Would you trust?
It'll make you wonky.
Would you trust eBay coffee, Dan?
Not really.
That's what I said.
Because it's been in someone else's hands.
It was sealed in the package, like in the.
Okay.
They're individuals, like individual pots of.
Yeah, I still don't know. Still don't know if I like it.
Would you buy clothes off eBay?
Probably not.
Do you buy clothes off, like, Poshmark?
No.
Have you sold stuff on Poshmark?
I've tried.
Didn't work?
No.
I'm trying.
It's not as lucrative as they make it sound. Like,
yeah.
Give me a break.
Unless, I gave my sister some clothes to sell.
Unless,
like,
you're already an influencer, you're not making money on Poshmark.
It's like, do you ever do the Plato's Closet thing? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. They don't like to give you money for your clothes either.
You know what I like about Plato's Closet? Is I watch TikTok videos on Plato's Closet, and there's like these 15-year-old girls who work there, and they just destroy someone's sense of fashion.
Yeah,
and I
go, like, this isn't worth anything.
Who needs therapy? Go to Plato's Closet with your clothes and have some high school girl absolutely rip
Tell
your guts
you
out.
That your clothes aren't worth anything.
Yeah, like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you
Where did
wear
you
these?
Even buy this?
This was a expensive. It's like the one piece that you loved, you know, right? The one thing in
your
wardrobe.
Like, this isn't really in anymore.
Like, this smells like mothballs and beef. Like,
screw you.
You don't need therapy. You just have to go to Plato's closet and have some girl eviscerate you.
Yeah, I don't need that. I'm already feeling down enough.
So you never show, you never sold anything on Poshmark?
No.
You ever buy anything on Poshmark?
A purse.
Okay. Because like I told my mom, I bought a hat. I bought a sick hat.
Yeah.
Mom's like, someone else owned that. I'm like, yeah, but I'm being sustainable.
My glitter purse. My jelly purse.
Oh, I know the jelly purse. Yeah. This is my jelly purse. This is where I steal
jelly. I bought it for like a quarter of the price.
It's a jelly purse. She doesn't steal jelly from Denny's and put it in there. It's
right.
It's a squishy.
Yeah.
It's very satisfying.
It is. It's nice. Right?
Stress ball purse. $1 million idea. There we go. Are you stressed? Are you poor? Would you like a stress ball purse?
Oh, my God. You might not have any money to keep in it, but.
We're at 25. There we go.
All right. That's
good. Stretch it out to there. My friend said she listens in Detroit.
That's so nice.
Yeah. I'm just putting this in there to make sure she actually listens if she's lying to me.
Oh. You can test it.
She works for Cadillac. She's doing like electric vehicle stuff now.
Oh.
I'm like, that's cool. I thought I had something clever there, and I just didn't.
No, it's okay.
What a dud.
That's okay. You know
what a dud.
Everybody's a dud this week, apparently, so.
What a dud.
Liar, liar.
We were duds before it was cool, Deanna. All right, liar, liar. National Shrimp Day, right?
Yeah.
So they're in a pandemic. There was a canned shrimp shortage. Everything was a shortage. And my mom freaked out because she likes to make her pasta salad with shrimp. So she bought 30 cans, and all 30 cans are still in our closet.
And I got hit in the eye with a shrimp at Hibachi, and I had to go to urgent care.
And Deanna was
lying.
And we're finally getting shrimp salad this weekend for Mother's Day.
Oh, good. I'm
like, Mom, there's so much shrimp in here.
We have to use it.
The shelf life on canned shrimp, like 8 years.
That's a little weird.
Everybody in here, if you make pasta salad, like I've had it with tuna, you know, like a tuna, like a mac salad. Dude, the shrimp, 10 times better.
So good,
The key is you have to mayo it the night before, and then we call it the re-mayoing. It's like a ritual in our household.
Yeah.
You have to mayo it the next day. Because the pasta, very absorbent into the mayonnaise.
But now that you tell me about the shelf life, I don't know if I ever want to eat it again.
I put worse in my mouth. Mm. That's like Trader Joe's. I'm like, the food at Trader Joe's is so good. I don't think it's real. Do you ever think that? Like, the frozen section's so good, right?
It is. It's all so good.
And I'm like, is this plastic? Because if it is, it's the tastiest plastic I've ever had.
Two things on my list. I need to hit up a Texas Roadhouse. And I need to go to Trader Joe's more often.
Here's a date night for you and Jacob. Go to Trader Joe's. Make it like a lunch thing there.
Uh-huh.
Go for a picnic. They got really good drinks there. They got really good, like, probiotic things. Not that we've been on that. And then when you're done with the picnic, you go to Roadhouse.
For margaritas and bread.
Bread. Yeah, you get a steak. Or you get chicken
critters.
Or dessert. Caesar salad. And then.
So many things.
See whose feet swell the most because there's so much salt. It could have been the Voodoo Ranger I was drinking, but I'm pretty sure it's the salt.
Probably mine. Everything makes me swell these days.
My big swelly feet. Bring your big old swelly feet down here to Texas Roadhouse.
Oh. Yeehaw!
They make you sit on the saddle for your birthday. Oh, wait. Does Jacob know they do that?
No.
Ah, there we go. Another video. Tell him it's his birthday. You'll have to sit on the saddle. And they'll go, Texas Roadhouse, can I get a big Texas size? Yeehaw! And everybody goes, yeehaw!
Oh, my God.
It's the best.
I'm going to prank him.
At Texas Roadhouse.
For his birthday.
Oh, it's... What would we say we were titling this? People be pooping and people
be dying.
At the Texas Roadhouse.
At the Texas
Roadhouse. I'd be doing both.
God, we got it.
Anything special? You're doing something. Are you hosting something?
Am I?
How do I know more?
I don't know. You know more than I do.
Heart thing.
I will be hosting.
Speaking of eating a lot of salt. Come out to Deanna's heart fundraiser.
I will be hosting the virtual ramp up to the American Heart Association of Delaware Heart Walk.
Okay.
So you can register online. We've got a link that we'll put up in our bio. You can find more information on American Heart Association of Delaware's social media as well. And just donate because heart health research is very important. Yeah.
Don't go to Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, don't go too often if you're going to do that.
Okay. I got nothing else going on. That's it. That's my life.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully we'll still be here next time.
Bye, mayonnaise.